It's time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and we're back once again, and just 1 hour from now, we're going to draw from all these entries someone who's going to win 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's coming up in exactly 1 hour from now, so don't go away. And I still have a chance for some people to register here. And let me see, what do I have? Now, here's a good one. The Huber Museum in Marion is going to have an open house, and one of the things that's going to be featured will be a crawler tread from the launcher that was made in Marion, and they're going to have that on display, and they're going to have some refreshments and different things. Tell me, what is the date for that? Uh-huh. What is the date for the big Huber open house? And one of the main reasons would be the display of that crawler tread, which weighs 1 ton. It's on loan from NASA to the Huber Museum. Give me the open house date. Okay, let me see how... The phone's not ringing. 740-383-9944. When is that open house for the Huber Museum? And it's this month. Here we go. This could be our winner. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it May 18th?
Yes, it's May the 18th. Yeah. Okay. Could I have your name?
Sharon Russell.
Oh, Sharon. Okay, well, you're keeping up to date with everything, Sharon.
I guess. I don't know how. I don't even know, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Thanks. Uh-huh. All right. Okay. Now, let's cross that one off. Okay, now here's a good one. What county in this part of the state would you say is the least populated? And I think if you take an Ohio road map and take a look at where Marion County is, and you look all around, it's quite obvious there is a county that has the least population, the least number of towns. It must be, it must be all agricultural. What county would that be? The county with the least population. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Crawford County.
No, it's close, but not quite. Okay. Yeah, you're close. But if you look at a map, you look at it, and you'll see all this open space in a county not too far away. What is it? 740-383-9944. Okay, we're going to try to get as many registered here for the drawing as we can. Okay, caller, go ahead. Hello? Are you there? Well, let's try another here. Okay, caller, are you there?
Yes, Morrow.
Well?
Morrow.
That's close to it. I'll tell you what. I'll give you an okay on that one. What I was looking okay. for was Hardin County.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And what is your name?
Kathy Abrams.
Kathy. Okay.
A B R A M S.
Right. Okay, Kathy. I got
Thank you
registered. Okay. Bye. Okay. Let me put that card in here. Boy, when we go to draw on these, I got to figure out how to do this. This little bucket we've got here is so full of these cards. How am I going to do it? Will I dump them all out and take the one closest to me? Or just how will we draw? Or maybe we'll have Scott come in and reach into the... I don't know. Maybe we could have the weasel if he's still here. Okay, and let me see. Okay, the least populated. Yeah, Morrow's a good one, but Hardin County, you look at the map, and there's nothing much around Hardin County. Okay, now, here's a good one. At one time, there was a factory in Marion that produced earth-moving equipment. It wasn't the shovel. But its name had to do with military, something military. And a lot of people in Marion worked there. What was the name of that company that built heavy equipment? And, of course, it's been out of business for a long, long time. But in its title, you could say there was something military. Now, what was the name of that company in Marion? That'll get you thinking a little bit. The name of the company in Marion that once made heavy equipment, earth-moving equipment, different things, that had in its title something military. Okay. All right, you think about that for a bit. I know it's been a while ago, but I used to work with a guy that worked there part-time. He worked part-time at the radio station and part-time at this big company. All right. Now, what else? Oh, here's a good one. Name the two big companies in the area that supply hogs and hog feed. They're the biggest, probably in the state of Ohio. And they service hog facilities all over the state of Ohio, even into Pennsylvania. Can you name these two companies that are the biggest companies around in hog production and hog feeding? Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Timlock and Bundy.
No, not quite. Okay, 740-383-9944. There are two companies, and they're both within our listening area. Yes, you could go to either one, tune on the radio, and you could hear us. Now, what's the name of those companies? 740-383-9944. Think about that. Yeah. Okay, and they're busy companies. Oh, my goodness. And in traveling all over, you run across their trucks here and there, both companies. They're big. Okay. What else do I have here? Oh, I know. Two little girls in the... Well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, that'd be Hislers and Hordes.
No, what, Hislers and Hordes?
Mm-hmm.
No, not quite. Thanks. Yeah, Hislers have a big hog operation. I know that family well. Yeah, and they're in production of, more or less a scientific type of breeding selection and so forth. Really technical. But boy, they've done a lot to improve the hog industry. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Farmers Co-op and Kempler.
No, not quite. Okay, keep thinking. And they're not that far away. 740-383-9944. I'm really surprised. I thought I'd get that right away. Okay, now the two little... Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead. What's your guess?
Yeah, is it Tractor Supply?
No, Tractor Supply doesn't feed or sell hogs.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, my. Let me see. Two little comic strip girls. There was Annie Rooney and Little Orphan Annie. Remember? Little Orphan Annie and Annie Rooney. Now, they both had dogs. Can you tell me the name of their dogs? Annie Rooney's and Orphan Annie. Each one of those girls had a dog. 7403-39944. What's the name of the dogs? And you don't have to associate them with either. Just give me the name of the two dogs. Annie Rooney had one that was with her all the time, and so did Orphan Annie. In fact, if you ever saw the Orphan Annie production on stage, there would have to have been a dog. But Annie Rooney, remember? Oh, wait, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Was it Sandy?
Yeah, Sandy was one.
Oh, I thought they were both the same dog.
No.
I don't know the other one.
Okay, Sandy belonged to Little Orphan Annie.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
Little Annie Rooney had another dog, and its name it started with a letter Z. Okay, well, think about it and call back.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, Little Orphan Annie, her dog name was Sandy. But what was Annie Rooney's dog's name? The dog... Okay, here we go. Okay, go ahead.
Sandy and Zero.
Yeah, Sandy and Zero. Boy, oh boy. Okay, and what is your name?
Ryan Garno.
Okay, I'm writing this down. Ryan Garno, and I'm putting you in for the drawing here.
All right,
okay,
thank you.
Ryan, thanks. Okay, yeah, I got that. Annie Rooney and Zero, Orphan Annie and Sandy. Well, let me cross them off my list here. And let me see. The two big producers of hogs. Now, here's what I'm looking. Both of these companies supply a farmer that, you know, with a certain size, not barn, but hog facility. They bring the hogs, and then they supply the feed, and you manage the whole operation. And then at a certain date, they pick up the hogs. And either they finish them out, or they're, you know, taken for processing, and they're all uniform because they're all bred to be the same. And what it does for supermarkets is able to supply a pork that is uniform. Back in the older days when they, hogs were butchered, they're all different sizes. Now it's all uniform, so all the pork chops look alike and the hams look alike because of this type of production. And two companies in this area supply the hogs and the feed for these hogs and the date from which they're going to pick them up. And all you have to do is manage the whole situation. And generally it's about a 5,000 hog operation. 7403-839-944. And their trucks are quite visible. Big tanker trucks and their name emblazoned on the sides. Yeah. Does it ring a bell with any of you? Okay, what else do I have here? That Earth Moving Company that is no longer in business in Marion. I think it might have become part of the Marion Power Shovel. But in its title was something military. Now that should ring a bell with some of you older Marion people. The name of that company in Marion that had a military title in its name. 7403-839-944. Okay, here's an. Let me send along another question for you. What animal do you associate with Cardington, Ohio? What animal would you associate with Cardington, Ohio? Maybe not in the present time, but in the past. What animal would you associate with Carlington, Ohio? 740-383-9944. Or what is the title of the Marion Company? It used to employ quite a few people here in Marion. And the name of this company had a military... Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 p.m. to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Guests like legendary civil rights icon and comedian Dick Gregory.
Today I shut everything down. My wife was laughing because if it wasn't from the show, y'all wouldn't hear from me. And that's why you have people listening to you that don't listen to other things. First, they want to hear you. There's something in your voice. When I got off the plane yesterday, my wife told me, she said, you know, your friend called in 1 or 2 days. And I said, well, move Wednesday around. And we do it on Wednesday and tell them I do the day date on Thursday.
Well, Mr. Gregory, that I thank you so much for that, because it is always a pleasure to have you on. The king of all talk show hosts, Phil Donahue.
Well, you're very kind, and thank you, Scott. And I don't mean to look like I'm kissing a baby, but you are very good yourself. I will say this about you. You don't float a battleship of words around a rowboat of thought. And I'm afraid I do that once in a while. I do that usually when I'm least convicted or informed about my answer. The less I know, the more I talk. I think that's a lot of these are some of the things I learned over the years. The slow learner has learned after 5,000 television shows. But everybody should have the break that I had. A lot of breaks. And my hat's off to you. Thank you for your pursuit. I noticed that too. You reminded me of all the times that we worked very hard again and again to get guests that we wanted, including Ralph Nader and many others. So it's been a joy. I'm pleased to have been here. And I hope it'll cut.
I think it'll... WWGH Radio, now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. Join us.
Here's your rowboat of thought coming back. Oh, the phone is ringing. Good afternoon.
Yeah, the Carlington, Ohio, a horse?
No, not associated with a horse. Thank you. Okay. There was definitely a farm animal associated with Carlington. Maybe not yesterday or the day before, but, you know, associated with Carlington. And when I get the answer, you'll know why. 740-383-9944. We're still taking entries for our drawing coming up at 2:15 for the two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we've got a lot of people registered. Oh, boy. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yes, was it a mule?
No, not a mule, no. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Really interesting. Okay, 740-383-9944. An animal that you would have associated with Carlington, Ohio. Yeah. And it has something to do with the name Carlington. Okay, caller, go ahead.
For Carlington, would that be a sheep?
Yes, a sheep.
The wool?
Yeah, the wool. You carted the wool. And so you had Carlington, yes.
Yep.
And what is your name?
It's Linda Adkins, and I remember you telling us on the radio about that.
Okay. Oh,
right.
Boy. A while ago, huh?
Yeah, a while back.
Okay, Linda. Well, all thanks.
Right. Thank you.
Okay. So, see, Linda, remember, Cardington, the name came from carding wool. That is, you know, you had to card the wool to make it into straight fiber. And that was big time at Cardington many, many years ago. Oh, boy. Well, cross that off the list here. Okay, well, and now the two big producers of hogs and hog feed, you know, the complete operation, there are two facilities and not too far away from us. In fact, you can hear our signal at either one. So I'm giving you, but all you have to do is come up with their names. Okay. Now, how about an easy one? This is going to send all of you scurrying to your medicine cabinet. Maybe you have better go there right now and open the door, because here's my question. Some of you use Aleve, A-L-L-E-V-E, don't you? Okay, who makes Aleve? What company makes Aleve? I can see you now going through your medicine cabinet. Where's that bottle of Aleve? Where's that? Quick, quick. What company makes Aleve? And it's right on the label of the bottle. 740-383-9944. Who makes Aleve? The arthritis painkiller. Oh. How many of you take an Aleve or two during the day to relieve your aches from arthritis? Okay. Oh, I'm surprised. Are you looking through your medicine cabinet, people? And look at that blue bottle of Aleve. And look down the lower right-hand side of that label. What it gives you the name of the parent company that makes Aleve. All right. Now, well, let's see. What else can I come up with here? Now, we're going to give away those tickets at 2:15 today. And, all right, here we... Someone's looked... Okay, go ahead, caller.
As a lead made by Bear Aspirin?
Yes, Bear Aspirin. Exactly. Yes. And what is your name?
Jerry Harris.
What's your first name?
Jerry.
Gary Harris.
Yes.
Okay, Gary.
Fruitcake sponsor.
A what?
The fruitcake sponsor.
Oh, the fruitcake sponsor. Yeah, okay. All right, Gary, thanks. Good luck. Okay. The Bayer Aspirin Company makes Aleve. Maybe you didn't know that. But it's up there in your medicine cabinet. Now, I still have not got, and of course, here's another caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hey, Joey, on them hogs, with Wagner BS.
Oh, what? What was the name you gave me?
Wagner.
No, that's not it, no. Okay, keep thinking. I mean, they're two big companies, and there are a lot of people from around here that work for them. Yeah. And you see, I've seen their trucks in Pennsylvania. They, you know, they're spread far out, and every day the trucks head out, and they deliver feed to these big 5,000 hog operations. And it's very scientific. These hogs are very uniform. And when they are processed, they produce uniform pork chops and any other pork cut, you might think. Ribs, hams, loins, anything. All right. Name the two companies. And they are big. And they extend, like I say, far away. One company I know has operations even in Michigan. But there are two local companies, you might say, fairly local, family operated. And what's their name? 740-383-9944. And I know all of you have seen their trucks at one time or another. The big, long tanker, not the gasoline truck, but bigger than that, because they haul a lot of feed. Can you imagine how much feed 5,000 Piggly Wigglies can eat in one day's time or a week's time? Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Kalmbach Feeds and Hordes?
Yeah, Kalmbach and Hordes. Yeah, Jerry Gruber. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's me.
Yeah, okay. All right, Jerry, good luck in the drawing today.
All righty, thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, see? Jerry Gruber knew. All right. Let me write that down. I'm writing his name here, and I'm throwing it in with all the others. Okay. Horde, and that's up on Route 98, just south of Bucyrus. Does that ring a bell? That's a huge operation there. Kalmbach is located north of Upper Sandusky. I think it's on Route 199, perhaps, or 23, or one or the other. Maybe it's between those two. Kalmbach and Horde, the two largest producers of hogs and hog operations in Ohio. Okay. It's now 1:40 Eastern Eastern Standard Time. So where are you going to eat tomorrow or Sunday? Sunday is the, if you don't have a reservation somewhere, boy, it'd be kind of difficult, wouldn't it? Because Sunday, Mother's Day, is the busiest restaurant day in the entire year. Now, as I was saying earlier, for 14 years in a row, I was gone on Mother's Day, gone bicycling between Columbus and Portsmouth. And it was a weekend trip. And we stayed, we bicycled, there were groups of over 1,000 bikers. And when we got to Portsmouth, we were all assigned, to begin with, to various places to spend the night. I once spent the night in a Red Cross office, one night in an elementary school, and another night in an armory, and it goes on and on. But you were, and the interesting thing is, when you signed up for this, it was called Tosser, Tour of the Scioto River Valley. And it left Columbus like at 7 in the morning on Saturday. And we came back on a Sunday afternoon. Tired, of course. Some years it rained. Some years it was windy. Some years it was cold. And stressful. My. And at times there would be crashes. One person would go down on a bicycle. And those behind him also went down. Oh, my goodness. There was once a girl from Marion that was working on a flat tire, and she was alongside the road. Sandy Butterman was her name, and Sandy was fixing her her tire, and she leaned over a little bit, and a biker came along and hit her, accidentally, of course, in the head. And Sandy passed out, and they say that she was actually dead for a short period of time and before they could completely revive her. Well, that got a lot of publicity. Sandy from Marion, Ohio, got the number one number the following year for the tour of the Scioto River Valley. Sandy carried number one, and I had talked to her 10 minutes before she was hit, and very small individual, and she's still, I don't know if she's still biking or not, but that was a while ago. Okay, back to our questions across off Horde and Kalmbach. Okay, now that company that used to be in Marion, manufacturing heavy machinery, and especially earth-moving type machinery. And in its title, it had something military. Now, think back of all the old companies that were in Marion. You remember Osgood? Yeah, Osgood, Fairbanks, and, of course, Dresser. The Marion Power Shovel became a Dresser purchase in 1977. Do you remember that? You remember when the Marion Power Shovel in Marion sold out to Dresser had it for a while and sold out to somebody else. And eventually it ended up in possession of the company. It used to be Bucyrus Erie, and which was once the biggest competitor of the Marion Power Shovel. Bucyrus Erie also made shovels for the Panama Canal digging.
From NBC News, this is Today with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira.
Wow, that was a special morning doing the opening for the Today Show in 2011.
Yes, but you know what? There was a downside.
What was that?
Having to share a dressing room with Willard Scott. Smucker jars everywhere.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
This is Scott Spears, and I hope you join me Monday through Friday from 12:10 to 2 p.m. to listen to guests like these. Phil Donahue.
29 years, and imagine what happened during those times. And we talked about it, and this show had my name on it. It was wonderful. You got to meet everybody. Is the caller there?
Sally Jesse Raphael.
All they wanted was shock value. And so they put in producers to do that kind of show, and I kept saying, no, I won't. And I made a conscious decision to do what I didn't want to do because I needed the money. And eventually they put me out of my misery by firing me, and that's okay.
Cookie legend, famous Wally Amos.
And around the corner comes George and Barbara Bush. The first thing that occurred to me to do was to play.
Legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
But it was kind of interesting because Phyllis Diller kind of always played on this, hey, I'm ugly image.
Well, baby, let me put it like this. I used to get so much revenue for playing witches. That's witches. As in Halloween. And darling, after I had that first beautiful facelift, I never again was offered a witch role.
Is that right?
Now that tells you a lot.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And my social life improved.
Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Okay, and we're back once again. And we have about 13 minutes left in this segment of my program before we break for the news at 2. And then after the news, around 2:15 or so, we will make the drawing for the 2 tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland. Now, that would be a nice trip. And it'd be even nicer knowing that you don't have to pay for the tickets. Just the gasoline to get there. And you'll have a good time, too. And there's a lot of places to eat up there. My goodness. Yeah, Cleveland is full of restaurants, especially downtown and all around. Okay, so that's coming up at 2:15, right after the news. Okay, going back to an old company that was in Marion at one time, and its title had something to do with the military. Now, can you think what that would have been? It was a company very well known in Marion. Not a fly-by-night outfit, that's for sure. It was well known by a lot of people in Marion. They worked there. But what was its name? got you thinking, eh? 7403-39944. All right, and boy, I've got another question that I'll be asking after, well, let me see. Well, maybe yet in this 15-minute period. I don't know. There was a company in Marion. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Are you looking for U.S. Steel?
No, not U.S. Steel. That's a pretty good guess, but they were never in Marion. Okay. Yeah, no, this company was in Marion. Yeah, we've had a lot of... You know, we had Steel, we had, Armco. Before Armco was Pollock, Steel, Pollock, Armco, Nucor. Yeah, okay. But not U.S. Steel. So, what was that company? I said, you know, a military title, U.S. And that was that's pretty good. But this company had that I'm looking for, kind of folded up later on. It was in the 50s at least. It was still operating in the 60s. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Yeah, would it be Tecumseh?
No, it wasn't Tecumseh. No, thanks.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, that was an old company I never will forget. One year, I needed a prize for the worst peanut pusher, the one that came in last. I needed a prize for that person. And the manager of Tecumseh came to me with a little thing called a duck feeder. It was a clay thing with a tray around it that you put water in. And it wasn't exactly a feeder, but it was a duck waterer. And that was what I gave to the worst peanut pusher that year. And I can't remember. It'd be fun to know who that person was and whether they still have the duck waterer. Now, I saw one once on Antiques Roadshow, an identical duck waterer. I can't remember what it was worth, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't pennies, that's for sure. Okay, now I still need to know the name of a company in Marion that dealt with, built earth-moving equipment, and in its title, you could associate something military. Now think about that. I've got another military question coming up, considering World War One, and in after 2:15, after we give away the tickets, I've got to come up with some more questions. But okay, we've got Annie Rooney and Orphan Annie, their dogs. I've got this company in Marion that's no longer there, but in its title was a military word, you might say, in its title. And think, it wasn't Tecumseh, it wasn't Armco Steel, it wasn't the company, remember the company that made the handles for what was the name of that company that made baskets that sold for such high prices? Longaberger. Longaberger's office building was built like a basket, and I think they tore it down. Longaberger, it was apparently mismanaged. Either that or the economy got so poor, people couldn't afford the high prices on those baskets. But then a company in Marion, maybe you weren't listening when I originally talked about it, a company in Marion built the handles for the basket. And yes, on top of this huge office building east of Newark was this replica of a basket, but it was a business building, and a company in Marion made the handles. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was Union Tank what you was wanting?
No, it wasn't Union Tank, no. Thanks. Okay. Union Tank Car, boy, they do a lot of work, Boy, I tell you, one car after another, there are men that even work inside those tankers, welding and repairing. But, it's a company that's no longer in Marion. But at one time, when you mentioned this company, it was pretty common. But in its name, it had something military. We're coming up on 1:54 Eastern Daylight Time. Now, what was the name of that company? And a guy, the history. Oh, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I think I'm still eligible. You're talking about Fairfield Engineering?
No, not Fairfield.
I thought it was Fairfield that made those handles.
Oh, yeah, it was. It was Fairfield, but that wasn't my question.
Oh.
I was just giving some history.
Alluding to them.
Yeah.
And it wasn't alloy cast steel.
No.
Well,
you keep thinking it was a common name for a long time in Marion.
A common name?
Yes, with a military type or military thing in its title.
Union something.
No, it wasn't.
Confederate. Let me get out of here. Somebody's got the answer.
Yeah, I'm sure. I hope. Okay. Yeah. What? Oh, well, let me tell you a little bit of the history. My first time I worked for the radio station was at the Crawford County Fair in 1949. Now, that was a lifetime ago. 1949. A lot of you listening weren't even born yet. Well, I had to be there at 7 o'clock every morning. I lived in Bucyrus, so, and that was the first year after the war that the Crawford County Fair started up again. Because during the war, it was Camp Millard, a military base. Okay, caller, go ahead.
It wasn't that Union Tank Company, was it?
No, it wasn't. No. Okay. Interesting. I didn't think it'd be that hard. Okay, now, every morning at 7 o'clock, I relieved our overnight watchman. And I'd have to wake him up. Generally, he'd be sleeping on the stage. His name was Ron Powell. Ron passed away some years ago. I think his widow is still alive. Ron was bought the very first Corvette car that was in Marion. And it was 1953. Ron had this Corvette. And at that same time, it must have been before that, he also had an Isetta. The one-person car with one door. Remember that? Bill Huntsman has one that he refurbished. A cute little car. But Ron Powell worked at this company I'm talking about. And he had to be there apparently fairly early in the morning. After I relieved him, he headed for Marion right away. That was during the Crawford County Fair of 1949. Wow. Can you name that company in Marion? And once you hear the title, you'll say, well, yeah, I should have remembered that. Yeah, they were in, I don't know if their buildings are still there or not. It was in the West End, of course, where all the major manufacturing companies were located. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Oh, it wasn't Huber, was it?
No, it wasn't Huber, no. It was a company that had something military in its title. Something military in its title. Boy, we've only got a minute and a half left in this portion. And then at 2:15, we're going to make the big drawing for the two tickets to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I tell you what. I won't give you the answer. I'll give you some time to think about it. The title of this company on their letterhead had something to do with military. Okay, go ahead. Do you have an answer?
Tecumseh.
No, not Tecumseh. That had an Indian name. Reuben Lenore, yeah. It wasn't Tecumseh. And were you living in Marion when Tecumseh went out of business? Remember that? Oh, that was a terrible time in Marion. Of course, when the Marion Power Shovel went on strike in the late 50s, that was another horrible thing. Okay, let me see here. Okay, good afternoon.
Quaker Oats.
A what?
Quaker Oats.
No, that wasn't it. Okay, this company was in the West End. The building may still be there, I don't know. But in the title, the title to this company had something to do with military. 740-333-9944. If I don't get the answer within a minute, I will give you the answer later on after I make the drawing. And that's going to give you time to think about it. Maybe this caller knows. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, would it be NASA? Crawler Transporter?
No, that wasn't it, no. Now, this was a company in Marion that doesn't exist now. This company once employed a lot of people in Marion and built heavy machinery. Well, here's another one more caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
It's not that marine place, is it?
Oh, what was it? What'd you say?
It's not really out west. It's across from the old Bargain City. I don't know if anyone...
Oh, no, that wasn't the one. No.
That's the only thing I could think was the military.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. From legendary talk show host, actor, broadcaster, and comedian Charles Grodin.
You know what I'm impressed by? You think I would know this, how you have all this audio.
Oh, you're impressed by this?
Well, what do you do, just tape the shows as they go? But you're going back 10 years.